I want a false reality. I want the real reality. If things are going to suck, I want it to be real.
I know what's real. I know what's false.
That's a good problem. It's a big, big problem. I always wonder that, too, as I think about getting older and when you start getting dementia and Alzheimer's and shit, like, your brain betrays you. If only there were a way to set some sort of checks and balances in your head. Your head is lying to you, so.
Need to work on that.
Yeah, your head is the enemy.
And now for the intro.
The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid beaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more are the Mention the Machine.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's episode 71 of the Mention the Machine. Also, ladies and gentlemen and others, we're here pondering some stuff. We're pondering how to know if things are real or not.
So I have a breaking question. Honey bear.
What the hell is that?
I'm going to ask you that.
Honey bear?
Yes.
Is that the thing from the Sugar Pops commercial?
No.
Huh.
Is it A, a gas station, or B, a porn store?
Hmm. Sounds like a porn store.
Damn it!
Was it supposed to be a gas station?
Yeah. So Christy and I took her son up to Nemacolin because he works up there.
Mm-hmm.
So he came down for his days off learning to drive. And it's kind of funny because she's like, he wants to back into a parking space. And I don't like doing it. I'm like, can I have a quick getaway? He goes, that's what he said.
Getaway position. That's the way to do it.
But anyway, there's a little gas station called Honey Bear.
Hmm.
And we keep driving by. And she goes, that's a stupid name. I'm like, it's a great name. So I bet they don't have honey. So on the way back, we stopped, and it's apparently full service. So the guy came up and goes, you guys sell honey? He goes, no. I'm going to get some snacks.
Do you have bears?
So I walked in, I go, you guys have any honey buns? He goes, I thought you said honey. I said honey the first time.
Yeah.
I explained the story, and him and the clerk are just laughing. So now I'm taking a poll today to see, is Honey Bear a porn store or a gas station?
It sounds like the name of a gay porn star.
Well, I'm losing this one
there.
And she thought my friends would agree with me.
That's like the scary way to have an interrogation happen. He's not answering any questions, bring in the honey bear.
Have you ever seen the interview?
No.
It's Seth Rogen and...
Yeah, I did.
Are you honey dicking me? Instead of a honey pot, it's a honey dick. Hey, you might think I'm gay, I don't know. No one's really digging anybody around here.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the bear chew from Inglourious Bastards.
I love watching that scene.
But it's like, imagine that, but he's a gay guy. It's the honey bear. Bring in the honey bear.
Hey.
Terrible. Yeah, but it'd be funny. What else is going on, Joe?
I've been going down a very dark rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, the venture capitalists or equity firms.
Private equity firms,
yeah. Yeah, once you start going down that money thing, it's a bad trap.
Well, it doesn't help that I read that book about the Lord's Easy Money, mm-hmm. about the Fed, and how the base of the Fed's fucking everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because you listen to that, like hearing you talk about that and then reading the stuff from like the prince and then the sovereign individual, it's like they've always been fucking us this way. It's nothing new. Their tools have gotten a little more advanced, but the fuckery's the same.
Well, now I'm getting Instagram videos about this shit too.
Now you're in the algorithm for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're on that list.
Hey, it's not the worst list I've been on.
Probably, you're on the honey bear list now. Free hugs.
And I listened to that video of the girl with the jiu-jitsu.
The girl with the jiu-jitsu. You're going to have to be way more specific than that.
If that didn't trigger, I probably forgot to send it to you. So basically this girl sitting at the bar says, woman, you're your own head security and so forth.
Mm.
So this guy comes over and starts like hitting on her. He like leans over and talks in her ear. So she leans closer. She puts one hand in his collar. and is explaining this with the other hand, hey, she chokes him out.
He passes. He didn't show me that one, but I can imagine the collar choke, cross collar choke like
close,
that.
Close collar choke. He passes out. She picks up her drink, just walks away.
That's what I always joke about at jiu-jitsu. If you get choked out, we should take the people out and set them out in the alley, like by the dumpster, and don't wake them up right now like normal. Normally, they like lift up their legs and get the blood going back to their head and everything. Just drag them outside and set them up. Like, just what the hell happened to me?
My favorite. There's an old movie from the early 2000s called Out Cold, and it's out. It's by some ski resort. And this guy always passes, always blacks out. So they take him out on the ice in this car and put him in the driver's seat. And his buddy starts spinning the car. And then wake up and go, ah! He's like trying to figure out what's going on.
That's a good classic prank. That's a good one. Fucking spin the car on the ice and have him think he's fucking spinning out.
He grabs the guy in the passenger seat and smacks his head off the dashboard.
Those are the pranks that are fucking the ones people need to be doing on TikTok, not fucking trying to break into people's houses and saying it's a prank when somebody comes after them with a baseball bat. Like, it's a prank bat, buddy.
Well, I've been down this hole of this rabbit hole of nuisance streamers as well.
Nuisance streamers?
Nuisance streamers. Mm. These are guys who go to other countries. They're too polite to do anything about it.
Bastards.
But apparently South Korea has a nice little thing instead of arresting you. They let you live out and basically let you go broke.
I think they should just bring back the flogging. Remember when that dude got flogged back in the...
He got caned.
Yeah, whenever the hell that was, fucking forever ago, and it was such a big international incident.
It was car vandalism. They say if you get caned, you can't sit down for a week.
Well, fuck them.
Mm-hmm. So I say.
Yeah. Enjoy your standing. Bunches of bastard children. Whoop that ass. Whoop that trick.
I was also laughing because we would pick up Chrissy's kid on Tuesday. He's like, I've been driving. He's like, where have you been driving? Oh, around to McCollin. Whose car? Co-workers. What's a co-worker's name? He's like, he didn't say anything. Just don't know. You don't even know the person's name? I go, you didn't ask the right name, Chris. That's the right question, Chrissy. What's her name? Yeah. He goes, Christian.
You ever see that meme where it's a... the kid messaging the mother. He's like, Mom, what time was I bored? And the mother replies, stay away from her. Oh, crazy world.
So I'm trying to get back on the health kick again.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just in time.
I went and got vitamin up at Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was hoping to go biking this morning, but the rain said, fuck you, so...
Yeah, it's been raining all goddamn week.
But it's good for my grass, though.
Yeah.
I've hit that achievement. I'm growing. I'm watching grass grow. I go out 2 or 3 times a day to double-check the grass. I've been watering it twice a day when it doesn't rain.
You're officially an old man.
I haven't had to yell to someone to get off my lawn yet.
No, you did have to tell them to leave your rocks alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are my rocks.
I paid good money for those rocks.
Hey kids, want to meet Honey Bear? He's got the cooler rocks.
So apparently Facebook is telling us that we have to download our Facebook Live videos. Or they're going to be deleted in the next so many days.
Do you have Facebook Live videos?
Apparently I had 4 on my personal account and had a bunch for the Stream of Conscience podcast.
Hmm.
So I just downloaded all that this week.
Huh. Weird.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny watching the Stream of Conscience podcast when I was live streaming with bad hardware.
Yeah.
Green screen was kind of subpar. But you know what? I produced...
Yeah, I saw something about Google's got some new, like, 6-camera thing they use for video calls or whatever, where it, so the background doesn't look like it does, like, all fake and everything, and it records you in better, like, Google Beam or something. I was just like, why would you want Google having 6 cameras looking at you at any time?
I, myself, prefer to conserve bandwidth and not be on video.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi is screwy enough on the 3rd floor that if I'm on video calls, it's not very good. God forbid if I have to share my screen also.
Mm-hmm.
No fun.
So my manager asked me, oh, are you taking a half day today? I go, they don't call it a 3.5 day weekend. It's a 4 day weekend.
Yeah, everyone's freaking out at work because of we got the new server and everything kicking off on January 7th, so there, or the end of January, I think, but the cutoff date for content and everything, there's going to be a content freeze on January 7th, but most of the company is going to Vegas next week for a get-together, and it's so like... June 7th.
You kept saying January.
Oh, sorry. June 7th is the cutoff. I wouldn't be freaking out if it were January.
But well, apparently the company decided that the one server needs updated. So June 7th, they're doing their cutover.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, well, you guys can do testing. I'm like, I ain't doing any fucking testing. They're like, oh, see, Joel's on the call. I'm like, well, that's nice I'm on the call, but guess what? I'm out of town that weekend. I'm gonna go biking out in the middle of nowhere.
Where are you going then? You going to...
Anywhere but work.
I thought you had another vacation that you told me about. Like you kept telling me about Utah, and I was like, "All right, Utah, cool." And like, it came around. I was like, "Oh yeah, forgot about that."
Well, I am biking that day, and I'm not out of town, but basically, I'm not going to be available because I'll be out on the trails
nice.
All day.
Yeah, who are you riding with?
Probably you.
Oh, okay. There we go. Time for one of them 60-mile bike rides.
Oh, I forgot to send the invite.
First I'm hearing of it.
But yeah, I did a calculation today. I'm like, just for shits and giggles. So I messaged my my manager. I'm like, yeah, I make exponent dollars a day, so that's how much these vacation days are worth. I looked at my paycheck. I'm like, huh, I'm actually kind of comfortable right now.
Yeah, it's a weird thing when you're not scrambling for cash.
It's very weird.
The hard part is just not letting like the scope creep in your life where you know, you're like every you get a 3% raise, so you're spending 3% more mm-hmm. somehow. And like,
no, I'm my goal is to take the refund because basically I depend on my refund, my 2023 refund for the solar panels
mm-hmm.
because whoever told me how to do it did it wrong.
Oh yeah,
but. Thanks to ChatGPT, I figured it out and got a nice chunk of change.
Nice.
Well, it turns out it's going to take about 8 weeks to get that refund. So the goal for that, pay out the car, no more car payment. Take nice. That money, snowball it into something else.
Yeah.
And there hopefully, you go. At some point in my life, I'll be out of debt.
Yeah, yeah. Being without car payments is key.
If I can get that car paid off and like by September, that means it's only 2 years of me having a car payment compared to like 5 or 6.
Nice. Yeah, I need to. I've been feeling the urge to get a new car because I want something cooler, but fucking stay in the course.
I was actually thinking about your Scion the other day.
Scion?
Don't you have a... No, it's not Scion. Your Soul.
Yeah.
What about it? I was driving behind a Soul and I Eugene has one of them.
One of the first ones.
Mm-hmm. Back before they did all this bullshit.
That thing had a CD player and that was about it. CD player and air conditioning and not, like automatic stuff, obviously, but like it didn't have like touchscreen everything. Like,
did we upgrade that?
Yeah, we put that in there because the USB auxiliary cable quit working, and I was like, I gotta have music in here or something. So now there's a Chinese system in there listening to everything I say.
Oh, so apparently there's a new term called raw dogging. It's not what you think it is.
Is it a gas station, Joel?
Apparently, the kids today, if you get on a plane, no music, no music, no movies, no sleeping. You just sit there for the entire plane ride.
I don't know if I could do that. Like, I'm too fidgety as it is. The closest I've seen somebody do that was Di the one time we were in the hospital for a while and like for long like 18 hours or something and she just sat there with no newspaper, no smartphone, no nothing, no TV on, just fucking like off in her head somewhere. I don't know where the hell she went, but
she was building a mansion.
I don't know. She was doing something. That'd be funny to have a weird mental project like that in your head where you're like, oh, I'm just going to pick up this mental project where I left off building this fucking thing in my head and like be able to do that and just go full visualization on it.
Yeah, I've been, I'm very upset. I had Chrissy take that ADHD test as well. I got the low score out of both of you guys.
I think Mara got like a 2 on there. I got fucking like 12 out of 16. I'm fucking screwed.
I'm like, am I lying to myself? Or is this test
I asked the AI about it, and it's like you shouldn't be upset about that. You just uncovered something important about yourself. It's like, imagine all this time you've been attempting to build cathedrals while dragging this heavy chain behind you. And it's like, what if you cut the chain? What if you fix the chain? It's like, what happens then?
You talking to Jordan again?
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, I might be fucking limiting myself.
So I had an idea the other day. I was, as usual, I'm pissed off at the world because I'm learning too much information. Mm. I need some escapism. I'm like, what if I start writing again? So I was talking to ChatGPT about making escapism. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I didn't know there was a term for it. But there's a term for when a character gets transported into another world, and then they have to, like, do something.
Yeah, like John Carter of Mars and stuff like that.
There's an actual term for it because I took, there's a audiobook series that I bought. It's a harem thing. The guy gets to teleport someplace else, and like he's the guy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's like, oh, here's the highlights of what the themes in this book. I'm like, well, I don't want that. I want this and this and this. So like I was picking and choosing. I'm like, let's do this. So I started building this war. I'm like, this is kind of fun. And then my bill for 11 labs popped up for $5. I'm like, that's right, I have access to AI voices. I need to make a channel and just put the shit up there and see what happens.
Yeah, why not? Get content out there. Yeah, I was reading something that was terrifying about AI, and it was talking about how the internet searching is going to be dead because as soon as you go to search something, the AI will go ahead and fabricate everything for whatever you request. It'll make a video and pictures and the articles for it to back up whatever thing you're searching for. So there's no truth on the internet anymore.
Did you hear that Google is now going to do AI searches without the links?
No.
So they're gonna kill SEO pretty much. I mean, that's not what they said, but that's what the guy I was listening to was talking about.
I heard something about Google is paying Stack Overflow for information now for its data, mm-hmm. which is like all of our data because we're the ones that all put it out there, which is kind of shitty. But
and then on top of that. When I was getting the energy drinks for the podcast, I was waiting for you to reply to me, which you timed out on, but, you know.
It was only 4 minutes.
Yeah. But anyway, I saw an article from Anthropic. Apparently, they've got a new thing in their AI that if you do anything that's, what's the word? I'll say sketchy, mm-hmm. it will call the cops on you.
Oh, good.
So, like, if it thinks you're, like, fabricating pharmaceutical data, it'll try and lock you out of the system. And like, I look at the authorities. I'm like, sounds like I need some local AI in my life.
Yeah, everyone's gonna have it eventually.
Well, my Jetson board finally shipped.
Nice. I don't know exactly what that is, but nice.
It's an NVIDIA board that you can use to like run small models at home. Hmm. So, the plan is for the channel is for the podcast the YouTube channel making.
Have you made a video yet?
Still working on it.
Man, you fucking, pull that Band-Aid. Like, you keep buying gear and stuff. And like,
well, now it's like, I got all the gear. It's like, okay, I got to make this look somewhat right, and I just completely shit.
What's going to happen is you're going to have all this gear, and you're going to keep delaying doing it, and then somebody else is going to say, I want to make a channel. Can you help? And you'll be like, well, just so happens I can. And then you'll do that, and you'll be like, I should put together a tutorial on how to do this.
But the board, I'm making a local AI so I can actually sort my email.
Yeah.
Because Python can do a little bit, but I need some inference on what the content is.
So how would you make a local AI? Don't you need a lot of processing power and all that for that?
You take a local language model that's like smaller, and you run it on the board, and then instead of me calling asking OpenAI all the time and running up credits, it's a little bit slower. But I can go, hey, look at this email. Is this bullshit? Or is this a bill, or what is this? And then we'll summarize and go, huh, looks like you didn't pay your gas bill. You better pay this in 2 days or you're going to be fucking free.
Yeah, see, everyone's going to have that eventually. And that'd be cool to have because I don't trust giving all my information to the AI.
Yeah. So but, basically, like, I've my whole thing now is I want to build applications that will do shit, but then when it needs, like, some thought, pass an AI.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was building a project tracker with the AI back in September when I was... Remember, I got really manic and I wanted to build something?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to help me build this project management project software. And the thing it was a risk prediction. So basically, I was going to have here's the project I'm building. Give me some ideas of some of the risks I'm going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd pass it off to the AI. I'm like, oh, I just thought of this, this, and this. These might be some choke points you might want to plan for.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing, like, a lot more of these projects I want to try and build. Like that that role-playing game thing I showed you that you can run your own role-playing game via AI.
Yeah, which is sweet.
Have a API where you store all the stats and all the data and all the characters. Because the other day, a buddy of mine had problems with his furnace. I went over to show him how to, like, troubleshoot it. And all I was driving over, I was going, ChatGPT, I want to make a cyberpunk game. Walk me through a scenario. Mm-hmm. And it was more improv than it was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I used that as a background for, like, I want to build a game with this kind of mechanic. What can you do? And it gave me all this stuff. I'm like, it made characters on the fly. So I had a database to store that stuff and then have characters that just get popped into the world.
Yeah.
And it has a log of all the interactions you had. It'd be like a true immersive.
Yeah, yeah. Which is where they're going to... I think they're trying to do that stuff with all the online RPGs and stuff. They're going to start powering all the NPCs with the AI.
So yeah.
It remembers everything and all your interactions, which just gets wild real fast.
Hey, you're the guy that pisses pants!
It's like when you're playing Fallout and that one NPC pisses you off or whatever. You see you do the quick save and you're like, I'm going to kill the fuck out of this dude. Just for therapy.
stole your sweet role 5 years ago. burned down this house.
Yeah, AI gets fun. It's weird because it's like every fucking goofy idea you have in your head, you can run past it and you can kind of start down the rabbit hole of creating too much stuff.
Mm-hmm. I reached out to my former boss and manager and said, I'd like to thank you for showing me the gold standard of what a boss and manager is supposed to do.
Nice, nice. I'm sure they appreciated that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, there's nothing wrong. Just the same shit, different day.
Just different levels of shit.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to my other coworker about dark stoicism again because we were joking about, like, taking over the company. So for shits and giggles, I had to write me a PDF of how to do dark stoicism. And of course, it spins it to not be evil. It's like, oh, this is more of a CYA covering your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a pretty bad guide. It'd be really cool if I could just, like, send to everybody in the company anonymously.
Yeah, too bad you can't just leave a stack of them in the break room anymore. Uh-huh.
Fight fascism.
Crazy, crazy world. Shit.
What's going on in the world, Eugene?
Not too much. Just same old. Debating doing the in-house tournament at Jiu-Jitsu on the 7th.
Wow, well, I guess you're not going bike riding.
If I do it, then I'm not going bike riding, no, but... Have to see. Because I don't know if I feel like paying $50 to get beat up.
I can do it for free if you want.
You can try. I didn't say I was going to make it easy to get beat up.
I didn't say I wasn't bringing the pistol.
Hey, we want to have a gunfight. We can have a gunfight.
That's the thing I look at on Instagram. Like, how to beat someone in jiu-jitsu. First, pull your gun. Cock the
If you pull the gun and you have to cock it, then you're already too slow. That's one of those things that they talk. There's like a weird debate about, do you carry the gun with the bullet in the chamber? And it's like, why the hell would you not? Like, mm-hmm. You're going to take that extra time when seconds fucking matter. You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to take a couple seconds because I'm worried I'm going to shoot myself in the dick because I don't carry a gun right.
I remember at some point I had this dumb idea that when I go into the bathroom, I always take the furthest stall away to give that extra millisecond to react in case shit goes down.
That's the way to do it. Fucking take the furthest stall away. Fucking even there's so much weird stuff that just gets in your head, and you're like, it just makes sense to do it that way. Like if you go into like a gas station or whatever, you walk along the outer wall so you can see up all the aisles, and you can see what's going on. Like it's just, or any store, you just do that. It's like weird little things that get in your head. You're like, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Don't take the stall nearest the door because somebody can just come and get you and get away.
Well, I have news for you. One time in college, I went to the Century 3 Mall. I went to the stall to go to the bathroom. Took the furthest stall over. Some guy kicks the stall in, points at me, laughs, and runs away.
Ah, that's beautiful.
I'm like, what the hell?
And that was the last time you went to Century 3 Mall.
Pretty much. Like, who does that?
Somebody that's fucking hilarious. Like, what? I mean, like, I guess, really, what did he... There's no bad outcome that could happen to him. I mean, what are you going to do, chase him? You're going to, like, stand up real fast and chase him? Like,
well, if I had my pistol on me, I'd have the bullet in the chamber.
A thing I read in a samurai book was talking about how when they used to go to the bathroom, they would take their pants off of one leg, so in case somebody did attack them, they could stand up and fight and not get tripped up. Like, maybe.
I think I keep thinking of that A Man with the Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. Where the guy, they go to the restaurant thing, and the guy's like, goes to the bathroom, and he's like taking a shit, and like, he's like, ah. And they come to kill him. Well, the ex guy, he's like one of the main characters.
I saw that movie one time, and I barely remember it.
I watch that scene all the time, because like, the dude's called X-Blade, mm-hmm. So he's got all these blades on his body. So like, they come to kill him, and like, he like, puts his hand up, and like, a dagger throws, flies out of his suit, and kills the guy.
Oh, apparently there's a big problem with cops accidentally leaving their guns in public restrooms. Because if they take a shit, they take the belt off and they set the gun down, but they'll get up and fucking leave their gun there. It's apparently happens a lot more than you'd think.
I ever see this into the meme of this, like, guy, someone breaks in a guy's house. Guy uses a shower gun to take out bad guy. I need a shower gun.
Yeah. Hey Alexa, code red.
I remember I was in high school.
Welcome to the jungle, baby. You're gonna die.
I remember one time in high school, my buddy and I were writing these like short stories, and we basically made this world. It was basically an action movie. Like, you're sitting there, you're just eating dinner, and people just run through your house, or like someone breaks through the window. Again? That's the second time this week.
Like in the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he runs through the people's houses and stuff. It's like, ooh, that could have turned out real bad.
What if I had like a child sex trafficking ring? Boy. But Mom! No! Mom, you gotta understand that! No! You skipped school!
There's a theory online that he's like trapped in a Groundhog Day, and he's doing that day over and over again. That's why he knew what to do when, and had that whole Rube Goldberg machine set up to pretend he was sleeping. And
I found a guy on Instagram. He came up twice. I didn't follow him. This one, his first theory was that Link is the Doom guy. I'm like, that's bullshit. I didn't want to hear this little theory. There's no way in hell this is even possible. And he shows up again like a day later. Okay, hear me out. Mario is in Bison. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here. First off, Mario's Italian and Bison's Russian. Come on. These are the worst theories I've ever heard.
Everyone's just trying to link every universe together for no good reason. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. Like Silent Hill being set in the same world as Kindergarten Cop works. You hear that one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, in Silent Hill, there's like a poster on the chalkboard or something when they're in the school, and it's the exact same chalkboard and poster from Kindergarten Cop.
Okay.
Which is funny, because Kindergarten Cop is a comedy, and Silent Hill is terrifying.
That wasn't comedy. That was a fucking nightmare. What, all those kids all day long?
It was funny because it was Arnold.
There's a... I keep thinking about Mad Max and, like, how, like, they're out in the desert, the most, like, hospitable thing ever, and they're building muscle cars and all this. Like, how do you keep this shit clean?
The blood of your enemies.
I've worked on cars before. You get one speck of sand in something and you're fucked.
You have some way.
Sometimes I think too much.
Yeah, sometimes that violates the fantasy. Once you break that wall, you're done with it.
I think my biggest thing is all these teenage adventure stories where, like, the kid borrows a car and it gets damaged. Oh, I got 5 hours. We can fix this. The fuck you can. First, you got to source parts. Then you got to take the bitch apart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not unrealistic. I remember one time where I was driving with Bill and his friend, and his friend broke his taillight on his dad's truck, and he was driving around trying to find a replacement taillight, and it was like a fucking 3-hour endeavor just to do that. Stupid shit.
Didn't have supply chain like we did now.
Didn't even have an internet search. No. Stupid shit like that. I was watching a clip from, I guess it's from the Andor show, when I was eating my breakfast this morning, and it was the fucking robot, like, going down a hallway, like, killing the enemy tactical force, and the enemy tactical force just kept screaming at him, "No, stay back, stay back," and then nobody shot at the damn thing. I'm like, what the hell is the matter with you people? Like,
were they in space?
No.
Okay.
And even if they're on Andor, and then it's like, well, okay, well, you can just have a robot walk through the thing and kill everybody, why hasn't that happened any other time in any other Star Wars thing I've ever seen? Like,
well, they tend to do that in episode 1, but the Jedi killed them all.
Yeah. Goddamn Jedi.
Always causing trouble.
I don't know. Star Wars is so inconsistent.
He's always a bigger fish.
That's the problem with Star Wars. Vader's supposed to be, like, the strongest, and everyone keeps showing up stronger.
And then you got Starkiller. Oh, let me take this Star Destroyer and just move it out of with the Force.
Yeah.
I played that game. That took me half an hour to get that fucking scene to work.
I did like an Obi-Wan when Vader thought Obi-Wan was on the ship, was leaving the planet, and he yanked it back to the ground. But it was a decoy. They had two ships take off at the same time, and the one in front was the one he grabbed, and the other one was gone. Because Vader was just like, boom!
There's a guy I follow on Instagram, too. He does a series of, it's called American Wizard. Like, it's basically like the army if it was a D&D classes. All his spells are summoned from the U.S. Army. So he loves Helldivers too. And apparently he did a thing about how, like, the Doom guys were more powerful than the Warhammer 40,000 people. They're like, yeah, so apparently the Astartes can run like 60 miles an hour. It's like, Doom guy can move faster than that shit.
I do want, that'd be an interesting thing. It's like Doom Guy and Master Chief and a couple of those badasses.
They've just made Doom Guy way too powerful now.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently, like, his origin was like he just refused to stay dead. Like, you gotta go to heaven. He's like, the fuck I do? I'm going this way.
I've been watching the clips and, like, I guess in the new.
The hell is that?
I don't know.
Is that my neighbor emptying his wine stuff? Or did somebody hit the cars?
That's a different sound.
That's not the crunch that we dread. Oh, yeah, my neighbor taking out their recycling or something. Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a scene where, like, they're like, oh, we put them on a tether. I'm like, sure you did.
Yeah, the last game I played, they were like, oh, we're putting you on this fucking hostile desert the planet that you're not going to get back off of. And it's like, well, I do like, I wonder if there could be a tie between Dead Space and Doom, because they do a lot of similar shit.
Possible. I did watch, because I ended up watching, there's a stint, I forget when it was, like 2019, 2018. I was watching the cinematics from games I would never play. Mm-hmm. So I watched all the Wolfenstein games, and that was fucking badass. Then I watched the Dead Space. I'm like, this is fucking depressing.
Dead Space was depressing, but it was an awesome series of games. There was two, I think.
Three.
Was there three?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play.
It just gets worse and worse. I'm like, why the fuck am I even trying? I'll just kill myself now.
Suffer porn. Yeah, like if you're in the fucking depths of space and that sort of shit happens, you might as well just off yourself. Like, mm-hmm. Fucking go for a fucking spacewalk.
It's like, huh, jet engine. Engine. Okay, just throw myself in here. Yeah. Can't come back. There's nothing left. Yeah.
Disembodied. That'd be the downside, is you fucking you have to come back and haunt the ship you just tried to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
That was some other theory in the Mouth of Madness. Event Horizon. They were saying that that guy had been through there. He was on the ship when it originally went through, and that's why he knew everything.
Ah, yeah. Event Horizon wasn't my jam.
I like that movie.
The other movie I really hated was Icarus. I'm sorry, not Icarus. Sunshine.
Oh yeah, everyone liked that one. I didn't like that.
I was like, really? Like, come on. The one thing I did like was the guy did a spacewalk without a suit. He's like, I got about 30 seconds before I die.
Yeah, that's cool. And I like when they do the actual science on that because, like, you're not going to die right away.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with, I mean, the radiation will probably kill you, but not, like, you're going to explode or anything like that. Or you're not going to instantly freeze. Same thing with in the abyss when they were swimming without the oxygen.
They're using, like, liquid hydrogen or some shit.
Yeah, something. Like, horrifying, I'm sure, but very cool, though.
I'll stay above sea level, and I'll stay on the ground, thank you very much.
Yeah, like, I see those videos of those deep sea divers that, like, do it without any oxygen and stuff, and there's the one big pool that they go through that's, like, it looks like an abandoned, like, missile silo thing. It's so deep, it's dark at the bottom, and it's, like, fucking gives me fucking nightmares. Like that's almost the same thing as when you see somebody climbing and, like, you get the fucking stick, like, your hand starts sweating and you're like, but it's the same, but going down there, like, terrifying. I'd rather jump out of an airplane than fucking deal with that.
Yeah, at least just don't pull the chute, and on impact you're done.
You're gonna live or die. I think I'd rather hit the ground than fucking drown.
There's a guy, he did a thing, if a nuclear bomb went off, what would happen? Like, if you survived it, and how long, like, would happen? Basically, the thing is, if you see a nuclear bomb, blast, just run towards the blast and hope you take it taken out.
Mm-hmm. I imagine so, yeah. Like, the fallout thing of, if it's the size of your thumb, you're safe. Like, I don't think you're safe.
Nope. You want the instant death circle, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, I don't want my skin slowly falling off over the next several hours. No thanks.
And with that, I think we should end this podcast and get some food.
Yeah, it's time to eat.
Yes, it is.
All right, that's it for us, ladies, gentlemen, and others. Until next time.
Later.
Toodles.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.